we're outraged by the type of breach we saw in the personal records of federal workers. Over 21 million records have been obtained. Employees have been seen their personal information compromised. They're now at risk, and we're outraged that it went on for so long, and that the federal workers are entitled to protection. So legislation that I've authored along with our regional delegation is to protect our federal workforce from damages caused by this breach for life, and to make the limit of the protection $5 million. We think that makes sense. It at least alleviates some of the concerns of our federal workforce, recognizing that we cannot tolerate this type of violation of privacy.
And I know the outrage at OPM is pretty bipartisan at this point. What's your sense as to whether you'll be able to get support for this, bipartisan support for this particular legislation, especially since we're going to probably have a budget impact with this?
I am hopeful that most members of Congress recognize that this needs to be a priority. The federal workers are our responsibility. This breach occurred under our watch. We have to provide adequate protection. So I'm hopeful that we'll do the right thing. And I can tell you that we intend to push this as hard as we can.
And have you identified any, I mean, time is of the essence on something like this. Have you identified a particular legislative vehicle, like perhaps the conference negotiations with the NDAA or something else?
We have several options as to how to move this legislation forward. Some include the administrative action in addition to legislative action. We're also working with the budget people to look at the scored cost. We know there is a cost to it, and we want to make sure it's handled in the appropriate way. So we're in the early stages of figuring out what is the best vehicle and what we need to do in regards to the costs.
I know you just held a town hall with federal employees, Navy employees, particularly up at Carter Rock, I think it was yesterday. I assume this came up. Did you hear anything or have any major takeaways on this topic that, you know, beyond the obvious things like we're upset and frustrated?
I was at Carter Rock yesterday, and I did talk to the federal workforce, and it came up to me in individual conversations with federal workers, as well as during the town hall meeting itself. And I think the workers recognize that this happened and that they're at risk and that we can't go back and fix it retroactively, that they're going to have to move forward. So they're very anxious to know what type of protection the federal government, their employer, is going to provide them. So they were very interested in the current services that are being provided and whether there's a chance that we could improve that.
I realize that identity protection, credit protection, is a prudent step to take regardless of who the culprit was here. But if, is widely speculated, it was a foreign nation state, they are probably not interested in setting up credit cards in someone else's name. They're probably interested in things like espionage. What more can the federal government do to guard against that type of activity in this case?
Well, we're completing the forensics to determine exactly who is responsible for this, who are the perpetrators. And we do plan to follow up on that and to do everything we can to hold those individuals or governments responsible, as well as looking at how we can retrieve and protect from this privacy breach. We don't know their intentions. We don't know whether this is just a treasure trove of information that could be used later to compromise America's security, or whether it could end up in criminal elements. So we don't know that. We do know, though, that the people responsible did this because they thought it would create vulnerability for Americans, and that's something we have to protect against.
Among the frustrations that I know are out there in the federal workforce is just confusion over what OPM is doing with credit protection. For instance, they said 18 months in the first breach, 3 years in the second breach. As of this moment, that they're still saying on their website that notifications on the second breach still haven't happened. Do you have any more insight than we do as to how and when notifications on that 21 plus million people are going to take place?
Letters have been starting to go out, so there are people who have received letters in regards to the second breach. Not all the letters are out yet, but we do expect that in short order, the entire group will receive a letter advising them that their information has been compromised and steps they need to take in order to enroll in a service that will help protect them and keep them informed as to what is happening. It also gives them the opportunity to check their credit, et cetera, to make sure that no one is inappropriately using their identity. It also gives them certain protections on certain credit transactions. So there is some protection that's currently available, and if you receive a letter, you should certainly take advantage of it. I agree with you. There has been some confusion whether it's 18 months or 3 years. I can tell you that Senator Mikulski and Senator Kaine and Senator Warner and I would like to make that a lifetime, and we hope that we can get the clarification. I've had communications with the acting director. She's aware of what we're trying to accomplish. We're going to continue to work on that. But at this particular moment, I think the federal worker needs to go with the information that has been formally presented to them as to the length of protection and the scope of protection.
Speaking of the acting director, what's your level of confidence in Beth Cobert that she can make whatever changes are necessary at OPM and tackle the situation that really has presented itself as an emergency there?
Well, we have to protect against these types of breaches. It has to be done. It's beyond just one agency. It's not just OPM. It's a system-wide protection we need against cyber attacks. And it also involve the private sector, because you can gain entrance into the governmental records through a private contractor. So you need to able to have the type of widespread protection, and we have to make sure that, in fact, is taking place. We also need a better way to protect information that we have in our internet system, and there are ways of doing that, and we're going to make sure that that is followed up. I can assure you of that. And then lastly, the acting administrator knows of our concern to protect the workforce. I think we have a sympathetic ear, and we'll see how far we can carry that.
As a lot of people have pointed out, simply replacing the director at OPM is not going to change what happened either leading up to the breach or OPM's response to it. Anything on your mind as to what else needs to change at OPM or what the new director's main priorities ought to be over there?
Well, first, we think we need to change system-wide. So we do think Congress needs to pass laws that allow for us to share the appropriate security measures to make sure that there's no weak link in the system. In OPM itself, they have to use a system that is much less subject to that type of a breach where 20-plus million records could be obtained. Third, we need to have a system that if someone attempts to get into it and starts taking information, that all types of alarm bells go off. That was not the case in this breach. So there are specific steps that must be taken at OPM. There's specific steps that must be taken beyond just OPM. And we will be oversighting this very closely, and we expect acting director to be a key player in making these changes.